Racial tension across the United States could worsen this week, with President Donald Trump expected to visit the city of Kenosha in Wisconsin, where a black man was shot by police last week. The city has been the scene of fierce protests and violence in the past week, and the president's opponents say he's seeking to exacerbate the unrest to serve his own campaign. At the weekend in Portland, Oregon, a man was shot and killed at the scene of a protest that began 3 months ago over the killing of George Floyd. Yolanda Moses is a professor of anthropology and the Associate Vice Chancellor for Diversity, Equity and Excellence at the University of California. I began by asking her to reflect on the current unrest.
It's a part of a process of change that has been happening in this country in starts and stops for the past at least 200 years. Protest in the 20th century became a way for folks in this country to talk back to the state about any unjust kinds of things. And sometimes those peaceful protests turn deadly, but the idea of protest has been a part of the fabric of American life since the very beginning of this republic. It depends on who does it. That really makes the difference.
So you're looking at the current unrest as part of a bigger picture, but
yes.
How does it come into the nexus of the presidential election campaign? This weekend, the president has said in a tweet that the big backlash going on in Portland cannot be unexpected. How do you think that bodes for the weeks ahead leading into the election?
I think our president, for the past three, almost 4 years, has been a president that divided and polarized people. He ruled through dispensing fear in the populations, and particularly people who believe that they're going to be overwhelmed by the masses of immigrants, of gay and lesbian folks, of undeserving people in our country. And his slogan of Make America Great Again brought out of the woodwork people in the white nationalist parties that had been on the fringe. And now they are his base, and he's empowered them to pick up arms. He's empowered them to say and do things that just promote hate and fear. So I think you see this polarization playing out in the frustration of people on the street who don't know what else to do in a democracy. And I wish we were voting tomorrow instead of in November.
From our Australian perspective, watching as we are from here, it seems that that level of incitement of that base is more pronounced than it has been before. I realise that you say it comes as part of a long timeline, but
right.
From our perspective here, it looks worse than it has ever been.
It is. Under Trump, they had a way of venting those frustrations with what America was becoming through a president who basically said, yes, I agree with you. We have a country that is full of rioters and looters and the unwashed immigrants who are murderers and rapists. And he is inciting people who have been given license to do what they're doing. And it can be very deadly, as you saw in Portland, and as we saw in Kenosha with the young white person who killed two other people with an AK-47 just walking down the street.
President Trump is planning to visit Kenosha, Wisconsin in 2 days' time. How do you think he'll be received there, and what kind of impact will this have on the unrest?
The very fact that he is framing this not as a visit, as the president of the United States, to a troubled city to see what calm he can bring. He has said he is going to Kenosha to make sure that law and order is restored to that city. He says nothing about the young man, Mr. Blake, who was shot in the back 7 times. He is sticking up for the police, and he doesn't even want to deal with why it happened in the first place.
The killing of George Floyd and the disproportionate impact of the coronavirus pandemic on communities of color across America has served to highlight inequality that's already there in America. Do ordinary voters
feel that nothing can be done? Is there an absence of hope?
No. As you can see from the demonstrations and the marches, on the local level, the mayors of the cities, the enlightened leadership at the state and the local levels are taking it upon themselves to do what should be done. So you see these random acts of resistance that are grassroots, and people are saying, you may be the president, you may be ignoring what is going on in our country, but we're not going to let you ruin our democracy.
Professor Yolanda Moses, thanks very much for joining PM.
Oh, my pleasure. And thank you for having me.
Yolanda Moses is a professor of anthropology at the University of California.